Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dundee. If you have questions or you want to find out more about something, drop me a line at david@fmr.co.za. You can find me on @DavidDundee on most social media channels. And, of course, the podcast on fmr.co.za. You are hearing this show from London, where magical things happen. If you load your credit card onto your phone, should it be new enough and sophisticated enough, when you go to public transport, you tap your phone without authorization or even a PIN number, no need to open an e-wallet, just tap your phone and go. It's seamless. It's like magic. You have to activate it by an opt-in, and then it will only work for public transport, not any reader, so no worries about scamming there. It's yet another reason to load a credit card onto your device. Currently, not all banks and not all devices cooperate, and even within banks, not all cards work. For instance, my FNB personal card works for Apple and Garmin Pay, but my business card isn't allowed. Weird choices banks make. If you want to have a card on you for emergencies, both Samsung and Apple have great watch options. A long run or bike ride and a coffee stop? No problem at all. Most users require PIN or biometric authorization immediately at use, so no need to worry about abuse. One of the issues may be payment limits, but so far in a few years of use, I've only experienced that once, and at a relatively low level of about 600 Rand, as I recall. I think that was more of a merchant choice and not a device limitation in any way. This is the future, and it's available, and it's safe, and it's easy. As safe as a regular card with less choice of abuse if lost, in actual fact. A physical card can get used if it's in the wrong hands. A stolen or lost phone or watch won't make payments without your authorization. Well, except for public transport in London and a few other cities, that is. On the other hand, running out of battery now has some really severe consequences. That's it for this week. If you've got questions, you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za. And you can find me on @DavidDondie on my social media channels. That's DavidDondie, and the podcast on fmr.co.za.